Now, according to the American Academy of Dermatology, skin cancer is the most common kind of cancer in the U.S. One in five Americans develops it in their lifetime, but it can also be highly curable, provided it's caught early. The Sun is joining us more now that it's May and it's Skin Cancer Awareness Month, so we're talking about how to protect ourselves, how to spot potential skin cancer, and the treatment options available to patients. Kurt Edel is the Cancer Center Director at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Dr. Edel, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
We might see some 70-degree days in parts of Wisconsin this weekend, but it's early spring. I mean, how cautious do we need to be in the spring sun?
Yes. So, yes, it looks like a great weekend coming up. And just to be clear, when we're talking about skin cancer, and the intro there was that it is the most common kind of cancer. When we really look at skin cancer as a whole, we're looking at basically three types of cancer. We're looking at squamous cell, basal cell, and melanoma. But it's really melanoma. That's the one that we're really worried about, or the one that we're really concerned about protecting us from. And spring and summer are really the sort of the high intensity times of the year when we're really talking about protecting ourselves.
But we think, oh, well, it's early. You know, summertime certainly is a time I have to worry about it, but I can just go work in the yard in May and I should be fine. It sounds like we should take some precautions.
Yes, we should. Yes, we should. And that really is sun exposures, particularly between the hours of 10 and 4. Is really when the sun intensity is greatest. And I'm told that when you're standing outside, if your shadow is cast shorter than yourself, those are the times that are most intense. So that's a sort of a quick and easy way to think about being exposed, if you will.
That's an interesting little shorthand way to think, oh, goodness, I should probably add a layer or put on some sunscreen. Sometimes sunburn just kind of, you might think, well, it's just a sunburn, right? Like it's uncomfortable, but it'll go away in a few days. But there are long-term risks to sun exposure. Talk about some of those.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I'm a medical oncologist, so I'm kind of the doctor that you see after you've developed melanoma. And what we're really trying to say is, how can we prevent it in the first place? And certainly it has everything to do with the amount of time that you spend in the sun and degrees of sunburns per se. So we're trying to prevent that right from the get-go. We do know that patients who develop a severe sunburn, repeated sunburns, or have long-term exposure in the sun are going to be the patients who are most susceptible to developing a melanoma.
Dr. Kurt Edel is the Cancer Center Director at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse, and we're talking about how to take care of our skin as the sun comes out and we spend more time outside. And we are taking your calls at 800-642-1234 if you have a question about skin or sunscreen or how to make sure that you and your family stay safe when enjoying the new warmer weather. Give us a call at 800-642-1234, and we'll talk about it here on the Ideas Network. Dr. Edel, you've mentioned melanoma. It's the most serious type of skin cancer. Why is that?
One, because it's the most aggressive. Many of the other types of skin cancer, squamous and basal, which are more common, are often cancers that don't necessarily spread to other parts of the body as rapidly, as quickly, or as, for lack of a better term, sneakily, if you will, like melanoma can. Melanoma is a really kind of a strange kind of cancer in that even early stage disease can linger and turn around and spread to other parts of the body long after it was initially caught. So, and it can be very aggressive type of a cancer.
And our skin is the largest organ in our body. I mean, there's so much of it. So how do we effectively monitor that so that we do try to catch something early if we find a problem?
Well, first off is just doing routine skin checks. And if you have a dermatologist, great, more power to you. If you don't have a dermatologist, I like the ABCDE rule, looking at moles, A being asymmetry, that is, does one mole look completely different than another? B being border, is there an irregular border to a mole? C being color, that is it uniform or not? Generally not being uniform is more concerning. D being diameter, is it greater than 6 millimeters? That's about the size of a pencil eraser. And E being evolving, is it changing or evolving in size, in shape, or color? That's a sort of a quick and easy way to think about that.
What happens when you fit one or more of those categories with a spot on your skin? Where do we take that information?
You take that to your primary care doctor. Yes, because that's where it really starts, because having someone experienced looking at moles and being able to say, aha, that looks like something different. We just need to get a biopsy to make sure we're not dealing with something that could be more serious.
You know, COVID-19 is coming up in almost all of our discussions, and I see it here where you might think, okay, this doesn't really look right on my skin, but gosh, I don't want to go to a clinic right now. I don't want to walk in. What are our options if we do find something concerning other than, well, wait 6 months and see where we are?
Well, we're pretty tech savvy these days, and just taking a picture of it right now. So many healthcare systems can do video or virtual visits, taking a picture of it, either storing it and then going into your doctor in a month from now, taking another picture to see if there's any evolving component to it. Many clinics right now are starting to relax some of the restrictions, and many clinics are seeing patients and good protection going into the clinic, you know, hand washing, face mask, you know, by and large, that should be a safe environment. I know that it's, you know, everything's COVID these days and we're very concerned, but for evolving moles, that is something that deserves, especially if there's something that's changing rapidly, that's something that's worthy of seeing your provider for.
The American Academy of Dermatology says about 3/4 of people say sun protection is important to do daily, but only about 40 of us say we actually do it regularly.
Yes.
Where's the gap here? Why do we acknowledge that it's important and then not really follow through?
It takes some effort. You know, you have to go in the bathroom kitchen cupboard or bathroom cupboard or wherever you store your sunscreen. You have to pull it out. You have to figure, oh, is this expired? Is it not? You're looking at the SPF on it. You're running around trying to lather up the kids who don't want to do this, and they're running outside. So it takes some effort for most of us. And frankly, it's just easier to slap on a T-shirt and run outside.
Yeah, well, and that is the deal. What if we have sleeves or hats and or we put some sunscreen on? Do we have to still do that when it's cloudy or hazy?
Yes. So the best protection is clothing. And wide-rim hats, long-sleeve shirts or shirts, and then using sun protection factor. I think most people don't realize that, you know, when you look at the sunscreen, SPF 30 is actually quite adequate for most of us.
It blocks something like more than 90% of the rays that are harmful?
Exactly, yeah. So an SPF 30 will filter out 97% of the UV rays, whereas SPF 50 does 97, and SPF 100 does 99. So going up in that number doesn't mean like it's twice as protective per se.
But we do have to reapply it, which is another barrier.
Mm-hmm. Every two hours is best. And that's where it really makes a difference is when you have high UV days, you know, that days when the sun is really quite hot and intense. And you're outside for prolonged periods of time, like, you know, all day at the beach or at the swimming pool. Should we ever do that again this summer?
Right. That aspect of it, too. But just to be clear, these precautions, important, smart, but we can still have fun outside.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, this is this is, we just got to monitor risk, and doing that is really doesn't take that much effort for most of us. It's just consciously doing it.
All right, Dr. Edel, thank you so much for making time for us today.
Oh, hey, thank you very much for your time.
Dr. Kurt Edel is the Cancer Center Director at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse, and we talked with him about how we can protect ourselves from the sun's harmful rays, especially as we are now in May and we are seeing more sunshine and the temperatures warm up. This is Central Time. You can re-listen to anything you might have missed if you miss a snippet by going online to WPR.org/Central Time.